This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, one more day before winter break, but pack them up and get them ready to go today, because here's what's for lunch today in many of San Francisco's schools. In elementary schools, the jerk chicken drumstick with pineapple carrot rice, the spaghetti marinara, the turkey and cheese deli combo sandwich, and the baby carrots. Middle and high schoolers can also have the harvest veggie pizza with mushrooms, the pepperoni or cheese pizza, hamburger or cheeseburger, yogurt parfait, Caesar shaker salad, and the rosemary potatoes. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools, the final school lunch menu of the year and of the decade. 50 things from the BBC is next, here on 91.7 KALW. The time is 6:50. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. A review from Associated Press is revealing that PG&E was unprepared for power outages, poor communications, and sparking wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric would like customers to believe that their shutting off power for millions of customers did its job and avoided accidental fires, but the utility had problems with being in touch with first responders and with internal communications, including bad telephone lines. California's Attorney General's office is being overwhelmed with being asked for massive amounts of paperwork. A state's appeal court is ordering lots and lots of documents, most of them about police shootings, use of force incidents, and officer misconduct. The court plans to use the evidence in many court cases and release it to the public in the press. There is a new transparency law this year, but the state Attorney General's office is being overwhelmed with requests for such documents. Lawyers for news organizations say the public has the right to know. Marijuana users in California can now use their smartphones to find out if a dispensary is legit. The Bureau of Cannabis Court announced yesterday that that licensed retailers should have a QR code posted on their storefronts. Then users can scan the checkerboard codes, and if the place is in compliance with the law, their phone will connect with the state's attorney, the state agency's license bureau. California is struggling to deal with illegal pot operations where consumers can avoid paying as much as 50% more in taxes. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. Stay up to date with everything going on at KALW by subscribing to our email newsletter. You'll receive updates about new programs, music performances, community events, and ticket giveaways. And remember, we never trade or sell your information. Go to KALW.org. One more hour of Morning Edition from NPR News is next. Support for NPR News comes from Indeed in its skills tests built for employers who want to see a deeper sense of the person behind the resume. Learn more at indeed.com/NPR. It's going to be cloudy today. It's a little overcast and a little cool outside in our little corner of San Francisco this morning. Patchy fog in the morning, highs in the upper 50s, with northeast winds up to 10 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon, and a chance of drizzle throughout the weekend. Winter solstice begins at 8:19 tomorrow evening, for those of you who need to know. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. The time right now is 8:07. Today is Friday, the 20th of December, 2019. It is the 354th day of the year. 11 days remain till the end of the year and the decade. Winter solstice will be at 8:19 tomorrow evening, 74 days until Super Tuesday, 319 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 7:21. The sun sets at 4:55. We have 9 hours, 34 minutes of daylight to play in today. The only low tide of the day at 12:55, the final high tide at the Golden Gate will roll in at 6:57 tonight. The moon is currently a third visible, 33.4% visible. A waning crescent moon will have a new moon on Christmas Day. Today is Cathode Ray Tube Day, Dot Your Eyes Day, Games Day, Go Caroling Day, Mud Day, National Sangria Day, National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day, Sacagawea Day, Underdog Day. It's also the Abolition of Slavery Day in Réunion and French Guiana. Bo Aung Cha Day in Myanmar, Yalda in Iran, International Human Solidarity Day, and Macau Special Administrative Region Establishment Day. On this day in history, in 1946, the popular Christmas film It's a Wonderful Life is first released in New York City. 1971, the international aid organization Doctors Without Borders is founded. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Yuri Geller, Alan Parsons, Sandra Cisneros, and Billy Bragg. Much more up on klw.org. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org.